Excuse me?
Hello, I just started the recording.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, so anyhow, where it's at is the title on YouTube is called "They're Here, Mass UFO Sightings and Covert Campaign." It's in the second part in the covert campaign.
Uh-huh.
My check is called "They're Here, Mass UFO Sightings and the Covert Campaign."
Yeah.
Against.
Yeah.
So it shows you how they operate the covert campaigns.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good to have an awareness and get familiar with where it's coming from.
Yeah, look at that. Who's an easy term file and it's a lot of, just like a lot of things have been taken out.
Right. It was figured out on purpose.
And I'm really confused about what we're not supposed to send out now, or what we're supposed to send. And I was kind of looking for some way to get a list of, actually, we just may not know anymore.
Are you on the calls the last week?
Yeah.
So he says just the current stuff is mostly, but you want to, you know, you have to have your labor claim, the form 408 and the form 926. And plus you want to have your baptismals, and you want to understand everything, so review the calls to, you know, understand it.
Yeah, I've got the baptismal and
you're making a private record of everything.
Yeah.
I did. That's the same thing as the non-UCC labor.
I'm gonna mute out.
But I mean, you heard back to the last call, and as you're going through it, keep notes from it, and from that you can buy the list and you can't be able to send it to you. That's our problem. It's nice to have a recipe book for all of this.
So I guess that'll be on the forums at
No, it's not on the forms entirely. It's especially with the non-labor, the UCC, labor, non-UCC labor thing, but he recommends a number of places to send it. I would say the last two calls are very important for getting exactly where you should put it and how you should package it.
Okay. Good deal.
And everything in the last quarter is what we need. Patrick had it removed. Because people were going back to things 2 years ago and calling and asking questions about that, and there's no need to go over that past history, even though it contributed to what we're doing in some ways. It's a diversion to it.
So yeah, sure.
Concentrate on what we have here and go to the and ask questions. If you could do something, just ask that specific question.
WAPEN stuff, that's all gone.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore. Form 56F, though. Yeah.
No, we're not needing that right now. We won't hurt to keep it in our private record still.
Yeah. Because,
as a private attorney general, so that we have all that power as a fiduciary.
Yeah. I was kind of confused on how that comes about. You can say, I am a private attorney general.
Well, he's got it written up, and I think you should look closely at all the documents in that folder 39, claiming your labor, I think is the name of it. Claiming your labor, yes.
To be a private attorney general, you're going to have to know how to distinguish a tort from a commercial crime.
Yes, that's true.
That's really easy. If you're not familiar with it, let me familiarize you with it. A tort would be an injured. A tort would have to produce an injured party.
Right.
Okay, a commercial crime, they're going to have to produce a contract.
Okay. I remember that. I remember that part, yes, thanks.
And that's as simple as that. That's a simple word. Now you can expand from that since you know your car.
All right. This is good.
I'm on the line now.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
As we know, everything out here, all these constitutions, contracts, and everything else, they're all about commercial banking. Or just banking. Okay? And they're all under contract. The Constitution was a contract with the people through the government, to oversee the government. The statutes at large are for corporations. They are not for the people. Okay? They're more, if they may be out there, if they're protecting the rights of the people in the statutes that were written. Okay? They can't take away from our rights in the statutes. Now, every time you sign a contract, you don't create a straw person, you create a shadow. Look at that. I see that signature is your shadow. Just like in the movie Peter Pan, he got separated from his shadow. Okay. Really need to read the Constitution and understand what it really says out here. Most people really don't know the full aspect of the Constitution. Under the Banking Constitution of the United States of America, Article 1, Section 10, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, the item, coin, money, emit bills of credit. That means the state cannot issue bills of credit. Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Pass any bill of attainder. Another big item. Ex post facto law. You can't make an ex post facto law. Or law impairing the obligation to contract. Or grant any title of nobility. This is the states cannot do this. That means all these bar licenses are granted by the states because it's like the Iowa Bar Association. They are granting a title of nobility to judge or to that lawyer or whoever. That is a title of nobility. They're in violation of Article 1, Section 10. They cannot pass any law that impairs an obligation on a contract. You go into court on a traffic ticket. Where is the contract? I want to see a contract. It says, I am obligated to complete this action. It's all about contract law. In this country, there was to be no jail prisons in America with a foundational banking charter. That is covered under
several chapters, okay, in the law, chapter 49, basically in, okay, here in statutes at large, this Congress, Section 2, Chapter 49, Chapter 50, and 51. Very key chapters. All in 1798. These have not been repealed. They're still on the books. The problem is, we are still in a civil war. The Civil War has never ended. It was continued under the 1871 commercial contract, State of Insurrection, called the Foreign Copyrighted, Legal Eased, and Commercialized United States Bankrupt Corporations against the sovereign people of the United States of America. Nowhere in, basically, in the Constitution does it call out the sovereignty in the process. Sovereign, a ruler, a king, the supreme power in a government. To the Constitution of the United States, the term sovereign is totally unknown. But there is one place where it could have been used with popularity, and that is basically calling out people of the United States, sovereign people of the United States. Because we are the supreme power in the government. The government is not the supreme power of this country. Therefore, we stand, when we come of age, we stand with sovereign community. The principle that the sovereign cannot be sued in its own courts, we own the courts, or any other court, without its consent or permission. A principle which applies with full force to the several states of the Union. The sovereign people, see, people of the state, people of the United States. That's not the corporate United States. They see, they get you in a criminal action. Criminal, look it up in the dictionary. Adjective, relating to or having the character of crime. Now look up character. Okay? The former is interior. The latter is external. One is of substance. That's the living person. The other is the shadow. The contracted person. Look up the definition of shadow. Basically, it is something that is void of light. When you put a signature down on a piece of paper, that is your shadow person. Then go in and look up the definition of rough shadowing. A practice sometimes resorted to by detectives. And openly and publicly following and watching a person, usually as a means of effective to, means most effective to prevent his going away from the place. Is that not what they're doing with your contract? Such actual surveillance or pursuant may constitute an actionable wrong. Is suggestive of criminality. 802 public esteem, the conductivity of public contempt, or ridicule. That is what they're doing, these foreign corporations. They are rough shadowing you in the process under their contracts, their shadow contracts, that they never produce the contract. Go in and put in into the internet about commercial contracts. If the party, if the contractor does not produce the contract, he has no leg to stand on. That's the bottom line. But basically, in going through what we've gone through here to get our claim, and a Civil War claim, okay? You know the Civil War is still going on. Civil War claims. Claims arising under the Capture and Abandon Property Act of 1863. Which provides that property when captured should be sold and the proceeds paid into the United States Treasury. And that any person claiming to be the owner of the property thus captured and sold might at any time within 2 years after the close of the Civil War bring in the Court of Claims, which is the bankruptcy courts, for the proceeds and on satisfactory proof of certain facts, and presently that is your non-UCC filings, to recover its value less some specified deductions. Civil War claim is right up the alley to what we are doing. Also, basically, in the process, contract clause. That clause contained in the first paragraph of the 10th section of the first article of the Federal Constitution, providing that no state shall pass any law impairing the obligation of contract. Contract labor laws, contract of hire, contractor. And basically all of these contracts are under a performance, these commercial contracts are under a performance and a payment bond out here. The performance bond pays the contractor. The payment bond is the payment that is supposed to go to the employee or the laborer. These two performance and payment bonds are grouped together called a fidelity bond. And basically that is covered also by the United States Fidelity and Guarantee Company. Contractor bonds. Bonds of two types. A performance bond and payment bond. You can look that up in the dictionary. It's right up where we're talking about. Contracts malprohibitor. Contracts which are not absolute void in all instances because the acts to be performed thereunder are prohibited by statute but are void or voidable according to the nature and effect of the act prohibited. Labor, in a broad but nonetheless accurate sense, service of a person, whether they be rendered by his hands or by the application of learning and professional skills. That is basically a contract that is all monetary. Okay. Labor laws. Those constitutional provisions, statutes, ordinances, and administrative regulations which regulate labor relations in such matters as hours of labor, wages, unemployment insurance, Sunday observation, purpose of wage claims in bankruptcy and insolvency proceedings. You go into a regular court. Your fictional person, your shadow, is insolvent. Until they produce a contract to allow the settlement. And the other is in bankruptcy. They keep the Civil War claims court. Mechanic lien. You go there, but they say we've got that covered, but when we operate in the private, we don't do a commercial UCC, we do a non-commercial UCC. That means it's in the du jour. So I'll post some of these definitions up there. They can go through them and look at them. And that's pretty much it. Chapter 51, an act respecting loan office and final settlement certificates, indents of interest, and unfunded or registered debt credited in the books of the Treasury. Chapter 50 is making an act supplementary to an act initiated, an act for the relief of persons imprisoned for debt. The 49 was the act for the relief of persons imprisoned for debt. You have to go out here and start waking people up to the fact that basically these judges and crims out here, attorneys, are all operating in fraud, in insurrection against the country. There was never anything on the books stating that you had to be a bar member to be a county attorney. There was never anything on the books stating that you had to have a bar license to be a judge. Like I said before, 11 of the first Supreme Court justices never had 4 years of college education. There was only about 3 of them that had any college education at all. One had 1 year, another had 2 years, and the other had 4 years. The others all knew the law out of the Bible. Because that Bible is the banking laws. And the Constitution is a banking charter. talking about just estrangement. A bill of attainder, a legislative act, and they see the courts have been legislating from the bench. So, a legislative act which inflicts punishment without any judicial trial. Congress shall is prohibited from passing any such act by Article 1, Section 9, Clause 3 of the Constitution. It also is prohibited in Article 1, Section 10. And that applies to the state in Article 1, Section 10. And most of all these people that are in jail are in on bills of attainder. If they're on commercial contract charges, criminal charges, that they basically try to damage your character and put you into a commercial or a criminal scenario. Most all actions are out here. I mean, what in the hell is a driver's ticket? A criminal act. But they have every one of them down as a criminal act. But it should be a civil violation of a civil law, not a criminal law. The process is you need to have your non-UCC filed. I'm giving you the example of that. You need to have a 926 form, a means to transfer from your Social Security account person over to your foreign grantor trust account in the de jure treasury. You need to have a bankruptcy filing, a petition, a foreign petition in the process. And that's a Chapter 15 bankruptcy, and it's a Form 401. I put examples of both the 926 and that 401 form up on the site also. They would send these in by registered mail into that bankruptcy court. And also, if you can, put a green card and get the return signature on that card. Let the chief judge in the district know. Send a copy off to the U.S. trustee for that district. He is the one that's responsible for all these labor accounts that are being held by the Labor Department under this foreign, fraudulent United States and State of Corporations. They haven't been returned to the de jure treasury. As it was called out in the Civil War, claims. They haven't been captured and sold and the proceeds paid into the United States Treasury. They're being held in the Department of Labor. Fraud. A crime, an offense against the sovereignty, an act committed. the United States Foreign Corporation is not a sovereign corporation. It's a fiction. A fiction can't be a sovereign or a sovereignty. They have no substance. Only one that has substance can be a sovereign, can own property, can own anything. These judges really need to be knocked down about 29 pegs, at least, if not all the way down to ground zero. Criminal action, an action by the sovereign of that is the state or United States. Well, we've already addressed that the people are the sovereign of the state. That means you would have to bring a criminal action against yourself. That's why you have sovereign immunity. Because a sovereign cannot sue himself. It makes no sense whatsoever. A sovereign is just handed over from right hand to left hand or from left hand to right hand. And the matter is settled. These foreign courts do not have jurisdiction out here unless they produce a contract. It's all about contract law. This is what all the bar attorneys really study, is contract law. They don't study any other law. Because most 99% of all the cases don't apply to the real law. It's all contract law. And people have been going in there and arguing law when they don't know it's all about a contract. Where's the contract? You claim I put a signature on a piece of paper. Show me that contract and we will go through it and see where it says that I have to pay a seatbelt violation. And it is a criminal action in the process. You do some of these other papers in your private. You want to have copies of them, send them back to yourself by registered mail. You put the original in the envelope and send it back to yourself, registered mail. Then after you take that registered label, you can run a copy of it and say, here, this is my registered mail document. See, I put that on the UCC, non-UCC, so when we run a copy of that and do our own private certification of that, we don't need a public notary. You do a public notary, and now you're entering into the public realm, and you just left your private protected zone. Your sovereign community. Zone. You revoke the license. Driver's license. You revoke the title to the vehicle. You turn around, you put claims in. Go into the Department of Labor. They have a full page and a half, probably, or more, of claims documents. The State Labor Department also has a claims, labor claims document. So you can go in and claim, like if you paid property taxes from a contract, you can claim that payment back. Because the laborer, your shadow, was supposed to be paying the bill for you. Put a copy of your real birth certificate, your baptismal certificate, so you do stand as a prince on the land and a prince on the sea, but you do them in the private. You send the wedding signature copy back to yourself, and then you take copies of those, and you can certify those turkeys. It's just the registration, the registered mail number. You do a registered mailing on your title to your vehicle. See, there's two items that are signed when you go out and buy something. One is the bill of sale. The other is a letter contract, which is a shadow contract, granting that over to the state so that they can use it as a contractor, and your person becomes the contractee or the laborer or the employee. However you want to look at it. He is supposed to be paid from the payment bond. The contractor gets reimbursed from the performance bond. And the automobile was used as a collateral for the bond. That's the only reason why they want you to basically go out and insure the automobile with additional insurance so that they're performance bond is protected so that they're going to get paid out here. But it's under a double payment. That insurance contract is another construction contract. And the state is getting a kickback from the insurance companies off of those contracts. It's like the state is doing a kickback if they go and call any record and have your vehicle pulled in. The vehicle, when you make payment to release the vehicle, basically that tow company has to pay so much back to the state for their license. You got to see how the game is played. Then you can start breaking this game down. This game of contracts has been out here ever since day one. And the government basically was set up by Adam and Eve. That was when they ate from the tree of knowledge. They set up the first government, and then they were overriding and controlling the labor of poor little Cain. The good guy, the laborer. While they were sitting on their asses, doing nothing. They never talked about Adam and Eve doing anything in the garden except sitting on their ass. And this has been repeated numerous times over throughout history. if you read the Bible the way it's supposed to be read. Okay. Now, I told you the answer of the last two or three calls here. What you need to do, get those into the bankruptcy court. I haven't heard one word back from the one lady that I know went into bankruptcy court last Wednesday. Hopefully she had all her documents correct this time, and she's out of the system. And that's why I think I haven't heard anything from her. Because she did an on-UCC the correct way. You do not file this with the state. You don't file it with the county recorder. These are private, non-UCCs. The state and the county cannot really record a non-UCC legally, because if you try and use that non-UCC and it shows up that you're using it out of the county or out of the state, it will be voided out. And that's what happened to her first non-UCC. Because the state and the county can only deal with commercial UCCs. Commercial claims. They can't deal with private claims. Private is private. You are a private government. Therefore, you keep your private governmental doctors in your records. And do not trust anybody else out there with your property. The man Jesus condemned that. Tempt not the Lord thy God. That means you do not tempt another person, their God, of understanding with your assets. Because more than likely, you do that and basically you're going to lose them. They got their own. If they can't go and get their own, they're out here charging you for something that basically should be free knowledge, get the hell away from them. Because they don't know what the shit they're doing, except ripping you off. They are another leech in the leech field of sucking you dry.
Snake oil salesman.
Well, I like leeches better. So how do you get rid of a leech? Like you hold a hot iron to them. Just like a tick.
I want to go ahead and reiterate what Tony said. He's spot on. Everything that he said all the way from the beginning of when he started to right now is exactly spot on. And when you see it and you can see it for yourself, then you can use it.
Yeah, I mean, you can go and listen to some of these other talk shows. Like Angelus talked to you this last week. The guy is continuously arguing law in a court. But they never understood where the remedy's at. They never understood the real laws. That basically are right in the Constitution. These guys, they are foreigners. They still have to comply with the laws of the land. And the law of the land is the Constitution of the state and of the United States of America. They can only operate in the commercial endeavor as a foreign commercial banking system. Now, they can cause harm to the just banking system, but when the people wake up and start protecting the just banking system, then basically the commercial system dries up and blows away. You can file charges against all these courts out here using the 13909 form. And the 3949 form, A form. They are not a tax-exempt organization. They're a foreign organization. And they're operating for profit. And a tax-exempt organization can't be operating for profit. They've never filed the income taxes that they are required to by law. It's a banking instrument. They are violating the de jure banking laws of the country. The IRS banking laws. They're hiding things on off-budget accounts, like in the Department of Labor. They're under contract, but they're hiding them off-budget. You have to come in and you have to put them in their place. You have to provide your proof of certain facts. And that's what it says in the Civil War's claims. On satisfactory proof of certain facts to recover the value that is out there attached to those payment bonds that are attached to those contracts, those construction, commercial construction contracts. Those CCCs. The Court of Claims in Washington, D.C. is only if they see the United States Corporation has gone out and caused actual harm to you. All other claims are in the Court of Claims, the bankruptcy courts, against your fictional labor, commercial labor payment bonds. Your marriage license is a commercial construction contract. Your driver's license. Your certificate of title to the vehicle. Your certificate of title to the house. Your mortgage contract. It's a commercial construction contract. And then they all have a shadow that is basically causing new problems. You have to reattach your shadows and bring them home and protect them. Right now, just like in the movie Peter Pan, your shadow has been separated from you. And they're controlling your shadow. And they're therefore, when they control your shadow, they're also trying to control you, because they're claiming that shadow is you. Okay, any comments, rebuttals? One out of system, they'll all have this done and out into those bankruptcy courts this week. Unless you really don't hear shit.
I have a comment or question.
Okay.
I called the IRS Friday night to get a 98 EIN. And when I tried to get it for Washington Republic, they said that was not an option. I asked to speak to the supervisor. She came on the line and told me that that would be, they would consider that frivolous. And they wouldn't do it. So, should we get our 98 with a foreign address?
No, I didn't.
They wouldn't take it.
I did mine with the 3520 and the 3528. And the IRS out of Belgium, Utah, went and got it for me.
I don't know those two. I called the number and tried to do it online. I mean, in person.
But they didn't want to do that. Pocket, there's a couple other people on the group site here. There's one guy that's gone in and helped about 60-some people get that 98 service GI on there. Talk to them and see how they get it through the phone. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
That would be Yasharon, and contact him on the Skype group.
Take a little, Tom.
That would be Yasharon, who's you can contact him on the Skype group.
I'm not on the Skype forum. I'm only one of the We the People. I didn't know how to get it attached to the Skype.
The welcome email was just sent out again today to people on the Yahoo, and at the bottom of the welcome email, there's a link on how to get on the Skype. And the procedure is done.
Wonderful. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
I Googled senior citizen homes in Canada and used an address for that.
You can always change the address afterwards.
Yeah, I'm going to do that with the 8832 form.
I think you can just turn an OSS 4 in and just make the correction.
Patrick, I have a question. On Form 926 on Part 3, the reference ID number, could you tell me again just so I can make sure I'm clear on that? You used your other EIN number, your banker plus EIN number, or your individual banker EIN?
For the alternate number there in the first section for the transfer or... Okay, the transfer or is the Social Security person.
Mm-hmm.
The other account number that BCI have for him is an estate EIN number.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And that's what I had there showing 61. Okay? The transfer E is going to be your 98 series person, your foreign grantor trust person, whether it's a 98 or whatever number they gave you as a foreign grantor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Does it matter if it's not... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just need reference ID number. First I left it blank, but you put in some numbers in there, like 114, etc. So I was just trying to clarify that.
On which one now?
Hold on.
Let me... Okay, which line?
Okay, it's part three, number 4B. 4A, you have your 98 number. 4B, reference ID number. Yeah, the 114.
I think you might have got a certificate of high birth, Patrick.
Yeah, the 114 is his Iowa code.
It's his what?
Yeah, that was my registration number in 4B. That's a certificate of live birth registration number.
Okay. All right, then. All right, thanks.
That okay.
Yes.
That's the number on the back of the flag.
The front. These are the left-hand corner.
So mine is sold. It's only got four numbers.
Well, when I first got my certificate of black birth, there was no file number. I had to call and get it. And when I ordered it again, I made sure they had the numbers on it. Sometimes they
have
the numbers.
Yeah, if you hear from the county, sometimes they won't have it on it. The state should have it, but you have to request one for your private records. Okay, they're not going to give the registration number out if you're going to put it out to go to college or something like that.
Excuse me, Patrick. I got a question for you. California has a different set of codes, like 105, then the 1957, then the dash six numbers behind it, which actually amounts to actual 13 numbers. Is it okay to put that name in?
It should amount. You got three digits, two digits, and then six digits. That's 11 digits.
Yes.
Okay, not 13.
You got it like the mile ago. It's got 4 digits here, not a 2 digit year.
Yeah, it's a 4 digit year. So if the birthday is, you were born in 1957, then you have to
put it down. Whatever it is, okay? Whatever registration
okay,
number
perfect,
they have.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the state registration number.
Pennsylvania, they only have 7 digits. Some states are doing it slightly different. Now, the death certificate, in the state of Iowa, it has all 4 digits for the year. It's got the 3 digits and 4 digits and 6 digits. So that comes up to a 13-digit number. So now that puts that into a different category in the commercial contract. Most of your commercial contracts, the account number is 9 digits. But when they use it in their commercial bonding system, they make it into an 11-digit number. See, that birth registration number is basically a contract with the United States and the state of, so that they can use it under a payments and performance bond scenario. You can put a payment claim in against that certificate of live birth using the state Department of Labor or the federal Department of Labor claim form. Your shadow person is the employee of the government right now. You need to bring him home. You need to reattach him. Go out and find Wendy and have her sew him back on to you. 90 is a metaphor for the court. Because all courts are pretty damn windy. Okay, anybody else? Okay, all the night, Tom.
Thank you, Patrick.
Okay.
It's good summer.
Great.